Hey Leia, don't you
Hey.
just love our trans brothers and sisters?
Of course I do.
But what about the people that don't love them?
Well, then, they probably shouldn't watch this episode. Bye.
I'm Lamont, and I am an ally.
And I'm Leia. I'm a bigger ally.
And
And you're
you're tuning in
tuned
to
to
the
the Lamont
Lamont
and
and
Leia
Leia
podcast.
podcast. So, Leia, I'm not sure if you're aware that the Trans Day of Remembrance is November 20.
Yeah, that's next Saturday.
It
Yeah.
is. And so we're not going to be doing a week of you and I. We're not going to be doing a week of Trans Day of trans support, but we decided we wanted to do an episode.
Yeah. We got some guests, Lamont. Tell me who they is.
Yeah, so we re-invited William Urbina from episode 18, Gender, It's a Social Construct. And then we have a new guest with us
Okay.
today, and her name is Crystal Wingfield. And we're gonna just talk about trans, what it is, what it means to be trans, how we can be better allies, and also the Trans Day of Remembrance and why it's important and significant.
Okay, sounds good. Let's go grab them.
All right, let's go get them. All right, welcome, Crystal. We do not have William with us. He may or may not jump on. However, we're so glad that you could be with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be here. I was kind of excited. This is like my first podcast.
Awesome. Well,
Awesome.
welcome.
We're glad you decided to do it with us.
I thought the best thing to be. I mean, this if as far as the first, this would be the best first to do it. So,
Well, thank you. We would just ask that if you could just briefly introduce yourself for our listeners, so that they can kind of just get to know you.
okay. So I am. I have been on. Wait a minute. Let's see. My name is Crystal Rihanna Wakefield, formerly known as Waters, but I recently got married back in July the 10th. So I'm a newlywed
Congratulations.
still. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I currently work in customer service for a company called Harlan Clark. And I help with basically banking systems, and it's fun. I enjoy helping people. It's always been a passion of mine. I have, it's been about like going on 7 years, 7 or 8 years now since I transitioned. Or wait, I started back in 2014. I actually got my name legally changed 2016, so this is how long I've been, transitioning.
Yeah.
And I enjoy TV, movies, video games, fast cars. I have been known to street race and get pulled over for speeding.
Awesome.
But my husband don't let me do it no more. So anyway, my favorite type of video games is of course racing. I like to enjoy those. I love D&D, Dungeons and Dragons.
Same.
I've been a D&D fanatic since I was a kid. I think it gave me the skills to try to pretend to be something I was not for as long as I had to.
Hey, survival.
Yeah, pretty much. And I've been pretty well involved in the trans community since I started transitioning. I have a a Facebook page called Transgender Times that I was actually trying to do kind of like a magazine. Of course, I wanted to, you know, I had plans to try to actually make an actual magazine that would go out on newsstands and stuff, you know, and that would have the same name, but trying to live life, you know, and pay the bills, of course, makes that hard. But, you know, I've always been supportive. I've gone to many different events and stuff, and I've had a lot of support from the community too. So it's one of the best communities ever, you know. I guess that's about all I can think of right now about me. I love waterfalls and nature too.
I also love waterfalls.
I love waterfalls.
Yeah.
I always had a fantasy of like proposing at or nearby a waterfall.
You should. You totally should. That's
well, so I need to find love first. Like, love doesn't gonna last.
All right. Thank you very much for introducing yourself. I'm gonna pass it off back to Lamont so we can get started on our topic.
Yeah, so let's go. Yeah, let's go ahead and jump into our main topic. For those of you who, for those people who may not be knowledgeable about trans, what does trans mean? Or what does it mean to be trans?
Well, that kind of depends on, you know, if you're under the spectrum of being non-binary. And I'm not non-binary, so I'd really not want to answer that question. That'd be something, you know, it's kind of the same, like if you ask, you know, about being Black, I kind of look at it the same way, you know, because I'm not in their shoes.
Yeah.
For me, I'm transitioning from male to female, and I've always felt female. I've always been a woman. And to me, at the end of the day, I'm just a woman, and being transgender or the transgender thing to me is just like a transition on the in-between. It's not really who I am. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm a woman, you know, it's just that simple, you know, but then again, you know, it's different for other people, but to me, that's basically just, it's simple. I'm a woman and I'm just getting, you know, I'm fixing something through my doctor, really. And I think society puts a lot too much emphasis on that, on the fact of transgender. And I really honestly feel that it's been put on the forefront and it really shouldn't be their business. This is between me, my doctor, and now my husband, you know?
Right.
And that's it.
I can definitely agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah. So if I wanted to kind of define transgender, would this definition work? Transgender people have a gender identity or gender expression that's different from the sex that they were assigned at birth.
That's pretty much, yeah, that's it. Because, you know, like I said, it's going to be different for every individual and every person. But that's, we're human. That's what makes us different, you know, because no two people are going to be the same in any way that they see the world. You know, it's kind of like they said in Star Wars. Yeah, I might quote Star Wars quite a bit, but, you know, he said it's true from a certain point of view. You know, that's Obi-Wan Kenobi. So, but that's the pretty much generally what you said. That would be the good definition of it. You know, it's just, it's a spectrum, though. You have to remember it's a spectrum as well.
Right.
Because you have non-binary, you have male to female and female to male, you know, but yeah, that's what they were assigned at birth, and which a lot of people disagree with too about being assigned that at birth, you know.
Yeah.
But there's a lot that goes into that too. But to keep it simple, what you said, yeah, would be pretty much that, just adding in that there is a spectrum.
Okay, very cool. So earlier you said you really didn't want to talk about binary because you're not really sure, like it's not your thing and stuff. And there is this term non-binary, and like I think a lot of people don't understand what that means.
Yeah.
So I think for Leia and I, we're binary, right? Because, and yourself, you're binary because you're a woman and Leia's a woman and I'm a male and that's how we identify. But I want to say non-binary. Would that be people who don't identify as male or female?
That is okay. So it's someone they can be either that they don't identify as either male or female, either one, but they kind of identify more with just a non-gender. And then there's those that can be male one day and female the other, just depending on how they're feeling or whatever.
And is that more of like a fluidity? Do we call that gender fluid?
Gender fluid,
I actually just recently found out that NB fell under trans. I didn't know that.
I'm sorry, one more time, Leah.
I just recently found out that NB fell under trans. Like I didn't know that was. I thought that was interesting.
I didn't get who you said. Did you say MB?
NB, non-binary.
Oh, no. Okay, NB. All right. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
So.
cool. I know the shortened words for stuff.
Yeah. So I guess that falls under the trans umbrella. And so, like you were saying, there's a spectrum, there's an umbrella. Like, so yes, it's this and yes, it's that, but it's also a lot of different things. And you have to ask that person how they are identifying and then
Right. And
respect
that's
that.
exactly what I would say to someone who didn't understand. Just, hey, don't assume and ask the person and then respect them, you know, and then just try to get to know who they are and respect them as a person.
Hi everyone, my name is William, aka the Mama Monroe. What does trans mean? Within the community, usually in a general sense, trans is an umbrella term. It basically just means anyone who doesn't identify with the gender they were assigned at birth. So under this term can be people who are non-binary, gender fluid, who are transgender, so on and so forth, but not everyone identifies as trans. When it comes down to gender expression, usually it always comes down to the individual. So you want to get to know that person and ask them about their journey and who they are.
So let's talk about the Trans Day of Remembrance and why it's significant.
What's significant? Because, you know, we all know that trans people have been under assault. You know, it seems like every year that goes by, each and every year, more and more of us are being killed and murdered just because of who we are, or just for being different, you know, than what some people consider the norm. And you have people like Dave Chappelle who trivializes what it means to be transgender. And they do it in such a way that basically not everybody out there Let me see what I'm trying to say here. There's people that really take things to that part, to that they take it too far. And stuff, vitriol, like, you know, what he says and other people that have said stuff like him basically just throw gas on those flames, which makes it more dangerous to us. And Trans Day of Remembrance is there, you know, to remember. And so people know, hey, this is going on. And, you know, we're not just gonna let it, you know, not be known. And it's for us to remember our fallen brothers and sisters. You know, there's just so much to it that makes it important. You know, I think probably one of the most important days of the year.
I really like what you were saying. I think kind of what you were saying, if I'm hearing you correctly, is being trans is not a dirt joke. Just like being rape or surviving rape is not a joke. It's people's reality, it's their life. It's They're just trying to live and they need to be respected.
Right. pretty much it. I mean, you could probably make jokes that would be tasteful, you
Yeah.
know? I mean, Jeff Dunham makes jokes about everybody, including himself, but they're all tasteful, you know, and they're funny. What Chappelle is doing is, and I can't think of anyone else that's doing what he's doing, but what he's doing is disgusting, you know. And plus, it makes it more dangerous because there, you know, it spreads that hatred and it spreads that idea that our lives mean nothing, you know. And
And so the Trans Day of Remembrance is there to show that just because these people's lives were taken, they're not forgotten and they're still celebrated.
Right, exactly.
So I looked it up on, do you pronounce this GLAAD? GLAAD? GLAAD. I looked it on glad.org. I just didn't know how you said the acronym. I was like, do you say GLAAD? Yes, you do. So on glad.org, I looked up Trans Day of Remembrance and I just wanted to read the little snippet because it kind of gives like a very quick history of how it started. So it was started in 1999 by transgender advocate Gwendolyn Ann Smith as a vigil to honor the memory of Rita Hester, a transgender woman who was killed in 1998. The vigil commemorated all the transgender people lost to violence since Rita Hester's death and began an important tradition that has become the annual Transgender Day of Remembrance. And then a snippet from Gwendolyn Ann Smith. Transgender Day of Remembrance seeks to highlight the losses we face due to anti-transgender bigotry and violence. I am no stranger to the need to fight for our rights, and the right to simply exist is first and foremost. With so many seeking to erase transgender people, sometimes in the most brutal ways possible, it is vitally important that those we lose are remembered and that we continue to fight for justice.
The Trans Day of Remembrance, also known as the International Trans Day of Remembrance, is a day that we use to commemorate our trans brothers and sisters that we have lost throughout the year. In 2021 alone, we have lost 44 beautiful souls to transphobia, violence, and bigotry. This is a day that we try to remember our trans brothers and sisters and honor their memory.
So I think we need to talk about what it means to be an ally.
Yes, so
Wait, did you want to talk about something else before we do that, Leia?
I was totally gonna lead into the same thing. You just beat me
Oh,
to
okay. All right, cool.
You stole her thunder. Look at you.
it. That's all right. So yeah, I mean, we know what an ally is. But I guess we should probably define it for those who may not know.
Well, an ally is somebody who is going to stand by our side and the entire LGBT community, but especially the trans community right now. And basically, they're gonna, being, defend us. They're gonna be there to support us, give us moral support. Whatever support I have, I've had people help me with, because I was homeless. I've had people help give me a place to live. I've had, I had another trans woman give me a place to live, but I've also had, people that help me financially. There's that kind of support, and there's just moral support, to be there for you. But there's also those people that are going to be there at all the rallies or at the important things to fight for our rights, and to stand up and speak out, and that's what an ally is. They're not just someone. There's those people say, "Well, I have a gay friend." I'm like, "Well, first of all, I just said I'm trans, and then you're gonna come out with I have a gay friend. That's the most offensive thing I've ever heard. Plus that doesn't make you an ally.
Yeah.
I mean,
You're just a person with a gay friend. Thanks for letting me know. Like,
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Is and I maybe I expect too much, but I really, I don't think I do, because an ally is gonna, I expect that, if I'm, for example, let's say I'm at work and I go into the break room and then I know somebody that I work with has said that they're an ally. If I leave that break room and then some people start saying something negative about me, I'm going to expect that that ally is not only going to stand up and speak up right then and there and say that they're wrong, but they're also going to tell me about it, and we're going to go to HR together to make a complaint. That's what I would expect from an ally. And if somebody ain't willing to speak up and speak out, you just kind of doing it. I mean, you really can't say that you're an ally if, unless you're willing to be brave and courageous. And that's, that's what it is about, doing it all, or doing all that they can. Maybe, there's a meeting that's going to be about some trans rights or something. Maybe they have to work that day. I'm not talking about missing work and, or anything like that. But if you can be there, show up. That's what I'm. About all I have to say on there.
I agree 100%. I
Yeah.
love what you had to say.
There's just one little
Thank you.
point that I find interesting, that I don't like. It's also a new concept to me, so like that's why I find it so interesting. Hold on. How am I gonna put that sentence? Okay, so an ally usually is someone who has some type of privilege, and little or
Right.
small,
Right.
little or small. So it could be race, it could be social status, it could be maybe you're more wealthy. It doesn't have to be like people put the word privilege as like an icky word, like, oh, well, that's a like word. I don't want to hear it. I'm not privileged. I have issues too. Like
Right. They might have
why?
issues,
Yeah.
but
Like
there's a privilege too.
yeah. So there's
Right.
something. So usually an ally is someone who has a privilege and uses that privilege, again, as little or as small as it is, and uses it to benefit the people or group of people that they are aligning themselves with. So I thought that was
Right.
interesting to like think about it that way, because I guess, yeah, when you like live a life that isn't like super cushy, you don't think you have any privilege. Like I wouldn't think that, but realistically, I probably do.
Yeah.
So I think that's also another important ally
Right.
thing.
No, I agree with what you're saying, and sometimes it's hard to look on, to look at yourself and admit if you have privilege or not.
Yeah.
You know?
I just found a cool little graphic
Okay.
that will help us define ally. This graphic I found actually takes the word ally and breaks them into different sections. So A stands for always center the impacted. L stands for listen and learn from those who live in oppression. L stands for leverage your privilege. And Y is yield the floor. Ooh,
Oh, that's awesome.
that's another good one. Yield the floor is another good point.
So what does that mean? Yielding the floor.
Yeah, so
That means basically when it's, time for us to talk about our oppression and tell our story or whatever we're doing, that they're willing to do that and not try to sit there and, it's same with, on racist issues, it's the same type of ideal. It's like you don't want to try, like I don't want to try to speak for what someone of color would go through, because I can't speak on that. That I can't, I have to respect them, the person, enough, to let them talk about that and support, what they say, and be there for them, rather than try to speak for them. Does that make sense?
Right.
Yeah, so you're acknowledging that, you might feel pain about whatever the subject is. Like, I feel pain when I see people who are struggling or who are sad and can't live how they want to live. But it's not about me. We're not talking about me.
Right. Exactly. Right. Got it.
So I feel like I'm an ally. And in 2015, I was in my master's program. And we were having a conversation about the gender bathroom stuff, because I feel like there was a lot of like buzz going on about that time. And some of my classmates expressed that they didn't understand. And I did understand. Even though I'm like not trans, like I felt like I had a good grasp on what my trans friends have told me and what it meant for them. And so, as far as I know, there was no trans person in the room. If there was a trans person in the room, then that would have been my opportunity to yield the floor to them, correct?
Yeah.
Yes, just be there to, you know, support them and, you know, defend them, you know.
Yeah. I mean, even if they want to talk.
In a situation like if somebody's like coming back up on them and whatever, and you know that they need some help just with like, you know, yeah, be there for them, but you know, but yeah, you yield the floor to them and that. Yes.
Now, what would happen if maybe I had a trans friend there, but they didn't want to talk or share their thoughts or opinions, but like other people were still struggling to get the point, and I knew I could deliver the point effectively to them.
That would be fun. Okay. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's just a case by case basis, you know.
I mean,
and a lot of times there might be somebody that don't feel like they can talk about it. You know, and that's where an ally comes in, like you were saying, you know, to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I did was I said, can I have permission to channel, because I don't know why I use that word, but I was like, do I have permission to channel what a trans person might feel from my understanding of what my friends explained to me? And so my professor allowed me, and I said something along the lines of, a bathroom is just a bathroom. In society, we put emphasis on males need to go to male bathrooms, female need to go to female bathrooms. I am born male. I am born female. Just because my body says something different, that doesn't mean that I'm not who I say I am. And I just want to use the restroom. I don't want to bother anyone. I'm not a pervert. I just want to use the restroom where I feel comfortable, that represents me. And you're telling me I can't because of body parts that I don't even identify with or I don't even like are on my body, and I have to deal with it. And so I think, go ahead.
Oh, I just said that's real good.
Yeah. And so I think by the time I was done talking about it, everyone that was struggling understanding it got it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That, no, you did really well. You speak really well for that. And thank you, by the way.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
Allyship is really important when it comes down to these issues, because they can really help to educate those that maybe people within the LGBT community cannot get through to. Obviously, there's going to be those who will always stand in their bigotry and in their closed-mindedness, but allies really help to be able to reach a broader audience and hopefully be able to talk to those who they can connect with on an individual level.
So if I wanted to be a good ally, how could I participate in this day, to help commemorate this day?
Many cities or counties will have a memorial to commemorate this day. So the best way for an ally to kind of help commemorate this day would be to attend one of those memorials. There will be one in Palm Springs that will be on the day November 20th. It's gonna be at Oscars. And they are looking for readers to read the names of the souls that we've lost this year.
Offer, you know, if you're able to, I don't know what your time allows for, but if you can, offer to help set things up, you know, whether that might be, you know, setting up chairs or getting candles together, whatever that might mean, you know, just be there to help. Think about how things seem to be getting worse, you know, how much how much we need to try to fight against more of this to try to like put a stop to what's going on, you know? And then think about these people who've, you know, had their lives ended just because of who they were.
I always say that the trans community is the backbone of the LGBT community. They really sparked a lot of protests and a lot of conversations that really helped the LGBT community move forward. But they're always forgotten and put to the side, and I think it's time for us, all of us, to really help our trans brothers and sisters out. Whether it be posting, whether it be protesting, whether it be helping someone with their affirming surgeries, whatever you can do, just don't forget about the trans community.
And what you're doing right now, by the way, is really an awesome thing. And I want to thank you for that, because that means you're being an ally right now. And you're being, you know, what you're doing right now with this podcast is a big help too. It's not, I'm not saying that you're not doing enough. I hope you didn't take it that way.
No, we didn't take
it
that
way. Thank you.
I was just, you know,
So I would encourage people to, I mean, probably go online, see if there's any events or vigils in your area, or if you cannot participate in that. There probably is some online stuff, but I think it goes past just on Saturday, but just in life to try and be an ally every day.
Yeah.
And I just thought of something. I didn't mean to interrupt or anything, okay. But
Alexa,
also
stop.
Another thing is always try to be on the lookout for any other trans person, you know, that might not, you know, maybe they don't know about the local, you know, help, you know, be eyes and ears for trans people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you meet someone that is and they don't know, you know, what local groups there might be or whatever, and just kind of help guide them, because it's not a safe place out there. And it's always good for us to have a safe place.
Yes.
With friends and people who care. Like I always tell people I meet, you know, I'm like, oh, hey, have you been to Encircle? Have you been here? Have you done this? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they say no. And I'm like, well, yeah, you really need to go. It's a great place. You'll love it.
You know?
That sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a break, and then we're going to go ahead and wrap up this topic.
Okay, Lamont.
Well?
I'm feeling a little sleepy today. So, I have...
Some jumping jacks?
No, but I do have a very, very quick activity for us to do.
Let's see if we can get it done.
All right. So there is a website called randomwordgenerator.com.
Okay.
/question, where it generates random questions. So I'm going to click this little generator and let's answer a random question. Oh, this is a good one. What is something you don't mind waiting for?
People to make up their mind, I guess. I don't know.
That's a good one. I don't mind waiting for my food to come out at the restaurant.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all. Like,
I'd rather them take their time and cook it.
So, I went to sushi yesterday. Because I saw the Eternals. And we went to the sushi restaurant, and they took forever to bring out one of my rolls. And I don't know what was happening. They probably just forgot or gave it away to the wrong table or whatever. But it finally came out. We just asked them. I was like, hey, like, it's been a while. Like, is this still coming? Because if it's not, I'm not going to pay for it. Like, I'm just, like, I didn't say that. But I wasn't mad or upset. I'm just like, it's not here yet.
All right. Okay, and one more question. I generated two questions. And the second random question is, which of your past teachers would you like to sit down and talk with today?
Well, I miss Mr. Glass. He was our favorite high school teacher, even though he totally busted you for the cell phone.
For me, ooh. Okay, so if I was very confident, like if I was a confident person and could totally have like a very hard conversation with someone, I would sit down with my teacher from second grade. I'm not going to say her name because there are people who know her.
Right.
And that is because I know her son now son. And I heard a lot of stuff about the family situation growing up. And but then I also know her other daughter and I heard other stories. So I would love to sit down with her and be like, yo, explain yourself.
All right. Was this at VAX? This wasn't at VAX.
Yes, was at VAX.
You were in second grade at VAX?
Yes.
Holy crap. How old were you? Like, how young were you? I thought you were like.
No, my first year was second grade.
Oh, that's eight, right? Is that eight?
I don't know. Six, seven, eight, seven, eight, yeah.
Because you were eight when you came to the church, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
All right. Thanks for answering random questions with me. If you guys want to have your own random questions, or actually, no. What is something you don't mind waiting for? Let us know down in the comments. Yeah.
And we're back. So this has been, I feel like, a really good conversation. We want to thank you so much for coming on, talking with us today.
Well, thank you as well, Lamont and
Leia. No, it's okay, Leia.
Leia. From Star Wars name. I should not have forgot that. But thank you so much for having me, Lamont and Leia. And it's been fun. I've enjoyed this. It was really neat. And again, I'm really glad that y'all are doing this because it will get the word out, which is the whole goal, is to get more and
Yes.
education out there.
Yeah, spread awareness. That is the
Right,
goal.
exactly. So thank you so much. And thanks for letting me carry the torch. I've had so much to say for such a long
Oh, I'm glad we could do that for you.
Yes.
So if people wanted to get in touch with you, if you're comfortable with that, do you have any like socials or maybe like a gamer tag that you wanted to share?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I've got Facebook and it's under it. My Facebook still says Crystal Rihanna Waters because I'm having the most difficult time getting my name changed with them. I've put in complaints and they never respond. So, I mean, anyway,
Yeah.
and it's spelled RAIHANNAH.
Okay.
And it's KRYSTAL. Crystal Rihanna Waters is what my Facebook is. I have a gamer tag that's on Xbox, and it's PawnSpark because I'm one of the best gamers in the world, and I will pawn people really fast in PvP.
Awesome.
And I'm being a little egotistical about that, I know, but
That's all right.
I mean, when you go to raids and PvP and you're like number one or two on the charts, you get
Yeah,
a
a little bit.
Yeah.
Awesome. We'll
And
put
that's
those
just,
links. Oh, sorry, I cut you
oh,
off.
no, I was just gonna, it's PWNSPARK, Pawn Spark.
Okay.
And I also play Hearthstone, and my Hearthstone thing is Crystal Rain.
Okay.
So.
Awesome. So if anyone wanted to reach out or go play game, oh, sorry, go get pwned, okay? All those links can be found in our show description, so make sure that you go check those out.
If anyone would like to find me on social media, I am the Mama Monroe on TikTok and Instagram. And I hope that you guys can all just keep shining.
So I guess our last and final question for you is there any message from your heart that you would like to share with people? It doesn't have to be about today's topic. It can be whatever you want people to know. And if you would like to share that with us, we would be so grateful.
I just want to speak to out there to any, you know, anyone who's trans who might be feeling alone, lost, scared, depressed. Just hang in there. And I want you to let go. I want you to go out and look and find the people that will be there for you, because they are out there. Mm-hmm. There is hope. Don't lose hope. You know, just sometimes you might need to think smart. Get on your smartphone. Go to Google. Go to YouTube. Or not YouTube. Well, yeah, you can go to YouTube. There's a lot of motivational videos that are really awesome to watch. Go to Facebook. Look for all the types of, you know, you can hunt for your area. See if there's groups, you know, find your support group, but don't let yourself lose hope. You know, yeah, the struggle is real, but as long as you have a good support system and you can find one, just look for it and things will get better in your life. And as far as I want to say for all the allies, like I said earlier, look out for those people who's out there looking for support group. Help be their guide and guide them to that. And then spread joy and love.
Awesome.
Wow. Thank you for that. Once again, thank you for being on our podcast. Thank you for the beautiful light that you are. And we hope you have an amazing day.
Thank you so much, too, Lamar.
Today's life lesson is the power of words. Did you know we have the power to speak life or death? When we choose to let hurtful or degrading words leave our lips, we inflict harm, and someone's soul or spirit might die just a little. When we choose to affirm others, celebrate them, and be kind, we restore a little bit of their life that they might have lost. The words that we say have power. Let us always choose to be kind. And that is today's life lesson.
This is me waiting for Lamont because his internet sucks. Do, 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 do. Oh, I'm going to do the credits by myself. It'll be a surprise. This has been the Lamont and Leia podcast, created by Lamont Damon and Leia Nakahiki. Special thanks to our guest, Crystal Winkfield, for being on our show today. This episode was edited by Leia Nakahiki. Special thanks to Ingenue for our music. Let us know what you thought of our show or give us some topic suggestions by sending us a message on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. YouTube? Did I just say YouTube by myself here in the credits? Why, yes, I did. Go ahead and watch our show on YouTube by following the link in the show description. Or we're on Facebook now, so check that out as well. And as always, thanks so much for listening.
Be the greatest ally you can be.
He's back!